More than 1300 years ago, and after 20 years in power, Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan, the Umayyad Caliph, felt that his death was imminent. He asked his son Yazid to take over as Caliph once he died, and passed unto him several commandments, one of which was to persistently make three men swear loyalty to him. These men were Al-Husayn ibn Ali, Abdullah ibn Umar, and Abdullah ibn Zubayr. Yazid was so infatuated in animal hunting and self-amusement that he immediately left Damascus to the Briaries, careless about his father's illness. Only a few days passed before Yazid received the news of his father's death. He instantly returned to the palace and appointed himself as the second Umayyad Caliph. To gain the people's approval, he frivolously offered them large sums of gold and promised them more from the spoils of war, since he planned the invasion of neighboring Iraq. Henceforth, he sent two letters to the governor of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. The first one was to inform him of the death of his father, and a second secret one, written in a small piece of paper, ordering the governor to force Al-Husayn, Ibn Umar, and Ibn al-Zubayr to pledge allegiance to him. He also declared that whoever refuses the allegiance should be beheaded. As soon as the governor received the letters, he called for Al-Husayn and asked him to pledge allegiance to Yazid. However, Al-Husayn rejected the governor's orders, reasoning that the pledge must be in public, and asked the governor one day to think it over, and decided later to leave for Mecca with his family as well as his relatives and supporters. Before leaving, he handed his brother Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyyah a commandment in which he explained the reasons for rejecting to pledge allegiance to Yazid, and declared that he will rebel against corruption and oppression. In Mecca, the people were overjoyed that Al-Husayn was amongst them. They visited him frequently in the day and night, during which he devoted himself to fasting and praying. During that time, Kufa was the stronghold of the Umayyad opposition party, and the people there gathered in Sulaiman bin Surd al-Khaza'i's house to write a letter to Al-Husayn, assuring him of their support and asking him to come, announcing their rebellion against the corrupted governor and their complete readiness to fight with Al-Husayn and sacrifice themselves. When Al-Husayn received their letter, he gave no answer at first. Yet, people of Kufa kept sending him tens of letters asking him to promptly come to Mecca. He finally answered their call and sent Muslim ibn Aqil, his cousin, to Kufa as his representative in an attempt to assess the exact situation and the public opinion. He also sent a letter to the people of Kufa asking them to pledge allegiance to Muslim. Muslim arrived to Kufa and publicly read Al-Husayn's letter. Most of the people swore allegiance to him, and soon the situation turned against the governor of Kufa. When Yazid received the news, he furiously called for his advisor Sarjun to seek his advice, who advised him to substitute the governor of Kufa with the governor of Basra, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, who was known for his brutality, aggressiveness, and strong loyalty to the Umayyad regime. Ibn Ziyad was prompt in executing his master's order and quickly left Basra heading to Kufa. He entered the governor's palace and delivered a speech in which he threatened all those who rebel with death by the hands of Al-Sham's brutal army when it arrives. Nobody gave Ibn Ziyad's threat any attention, and once Muslim supporters rose to 20,000, he sent a letter to Al-Husayn asking him to come to Kufa promptly. However, in only a few days, the situation in Kufa changed drastically. Ibn Ziyad had succeeded in arresting a vast number of the rebellion's leaders and forced Muslim supporters to abandon him through adopting the carrot and stick approach. The people of Kufa then shifted their loyalties in favor of Yazid against Al-Husayn. And soon after that, Muslim was arrested and executed. His corpse was dragged through the streets and his head sent to Yazid. In Mecca, Al-Husayn decided to leave and head to Kufa. He started his journey on the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, accompanied by his family and followers, not knowing that things had changed in the past few days. And it was not until on his way to Kufa that he realized what had happened there. He openly reported the circumstances to all his companions, and consequently, those who followed him, for their own gain, decided to head back. Only about less than 100 followers decided to stay with him. Al-Husayn and his followers were intercepted by the vanguard of Yazid's army, about 1,000 men led by Al-Hurr al-Riyahi. He prevented Al-Husayn from approaching Kufa or to return to Al-Madinah. Thus, Al-Husayn delivered a speech stating the objectives of his march. Al-Hurr, however, remained firm and wrote a letter to Ibn Ziyad, updating him with what had happened. The two convoys headed north until they reached Karbala and were followed the next day by Umar ibn Sa'd, leading 4,000 soldiers who in the course of time grew in number. At first, Umar ibn Sa'd avoided fighting against Al-Husayn until he received a letter from Ibn Ziyad, ordering him to force Al-Husayn to pledge allegiance to Yazid and ban him and his followers from accessing water. Al-Husayn, on the other hand, tried hard to make Ibn Sa'd change his mind. He met him multiple times to assure him of his complete denial of pledging allegiance to Yazid, even if it meant sacrificing his own life to the cause. Ibn Sa'd wrote a letter to Ibn Ziyad asking his permission to allow Al-Husayn to either return back to Al-Madinah or to one of the far military bases. Ibn Ziyad rejected the offer and ordered Shamr ibn Dhul-Jawshan, a military leader, to take command if Ibn Sa'd refused to fight Al-Husayn. He also ordered the horsemen to step on Al-Husayn's corpse. Al-Shamr arrived at Karbala on the 9th of Muharram and handed the letter to Ibn Sa'd, who declared war. Al-Husayn expressed his wish to Umar ibn Sa'd to give him time until the next day so he could prepare for battle and at the same time devote himself to worship, knowing that it would be his last day alive. He then gathered his men and delivered a speech in which he told them that they were all free to leave the camp rather than face certain death if they choose to stay with him. None of Al-Husayn's men defected, and they all remained by his side. They expressed their desire to stay and sacrifice themselves, no matter what it would cost them. He thanked them for their brave act. The men held a vigil and prayed all night, recited the Quran, and prepared themselves for the battle. On the dawn of Muharram 10th, Al-Husayn mobilized his men, led the prayers, and prayed to Allah. He then rode his camel and delivered a speech to the Umayyad army, advising them and at the same time warning them of the consequences of their act. Unfortunately, they refused to obey him except for Al-Hurr al-Riyahi and a few other soldiers, who Al-Husayn thanked for their submission. When Al-Husayn finished his final speech, Umar ibn Sa'd shot an arrow and said, "Bear witness that I'm the first to shoot." Both sides shot their arrows, then single combat, followed by a group attacks. Arrows and spears showered, followed by single combat once more. Al-Husayn's followers were wounding and killing large numbers of the Umayyad soldiers before perishing. Ali al-Akbar, the son of Al-Husayn, was the first Hashemite to be killed, followed by others, until it was Al-Abbas' turn, whose arms were cut off while he was carrying a water-filled skin, which he planned to take back to the camp. Al-Husayn was attacked from all directions, but he managed to kill a number of the Umayyad soldiers and dispersed Ibn Sa'd's troops. His enemy continued to shower him with arrows and spears until he fell on the ground, after which Sinan ibn Anas brutally cut off his head. Umar ibn Sa'd's army looted the camp of Al-Husayn's family, taking women and children as prisoners. Afterwards, Umar ibn Sa'd ordered 10 of his men to trample over Al-Husayn's corpse with their horses. The heads of the martyrs were then carried through Kufa and to Damascus. After 1300 years, people still revive the events of Karbala during the 10th of Muharram every year to commemorate Al-Husayn's bravery and sacrifice for good.